Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, the question on our mind today, the question that we're asking and trying to give information that will help you put the puzzle together, is the question, will America survive? Or is it possible that America will not survive? And I'm talking about on a national, international level. Will we survive as a nation? Will we survive as a people? Will we survive as a constitutional republic? And I have great questions and grave doubts about that question and the answer being positive. We're watching while all of this is taking place, ladies and gentlemen, with Russia, with Ukraine, with Iran, with North Korea and China, all playing simultaneously. It is the smokescreen for Joe Biden and the Biden administration with the push for making America a socialist, Marxist, communist dictator nation. We're watching this as a smokescreen while they're doing that behind the scenes to literally take away your freedoms, take away our freedoms. It was Tony Perkins that said several months ago that out of the approximately 83 executive orders signed by Joe Biden, the 60% of them are anti-family, anti-faith, and anti-freedom for America. And we see that taking place on the fast track today, ladies and gentlemen. It is taking place every day. The Prime Minister, I mentioned a little earlier, the Prime Minister Bennett of Israel has been attempting to broker a peace deal. I'm looking at the headlines here. Zelensky asked Bennett to help get Ukrainian captives released. Now, I find it unusual, and only the hand of God could be involved in this, find it unusual that step by step what is taking place in Ukraine, because the Ukrainian president happens to be a Jewish man with close ties to Israel, everything that's happening, he is trying to get Israel to assist in brokering a deal, preparing the way, and intervening. In fact, Israeli leadership's already said that if this continues in Ukraine, that they will get involved militarily to assist Ukrainians. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what that says to you, but if you will understand the eschatological prophetic future tense of what the Word of God says is going to happen in these last days, Israel will be the very focal point of all of the world. In fact, the scripture is very clear in Zechariah the 12th chapter, verses 2 and 3. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about when they shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. In that day, it's talking about in the last days, will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All the burden that burdened themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. Ladies and gentlemen, God says that in the last days, all of the nations are going to come against the nation of Israel. But God says he's going to shred, eviscerate, destroy all the nations that try to come against the nation of Israel. I don't know about you, but if I were the head of any nation around the globe, I'd be petrified. I would absolutely be very reticent. I would be reluctant to try to come against Israel in any fashion. But that's what we see taking place with Putin. That's what we see constantly in Iraq or in Iran. We're seeing constant movement to try to undermine and destroy the little postage stamp that's called the Nation of Israel. I'm looking at an article. Russia's victory, a Russian victory, would mark the end of religious freedom in Ukraine. One of the things that most are not aware of, if Russia is successful in taking Ukraine by force, and that's what they're doing right now, nothing, like, by the way, lady, nothing presently is stopping them. Nothing. Let me just put that thought on hold a moment. In 1994, with William Jefferson Clinton, President of the United States of America, the Clinton administration asked Ukrainian leadership to surrender, to give up, and to not have any nuclear weapons. And they asked them to do so on the basis that if you'd give up your nuclear capabilities, that America will defend you anytime in the future when a nation comes against you. That was in 1994. Signed documents. And I've been talking about that now for weeks. And finally, just last Thursday, I believe it was, some of the Republican conservatives had a press conference, and I watched 6 or 8 or 10 of them come to the microphone and speak, and each and every one of them were basically saying that we need to honor our 1994 agreement with Ukraine. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if that happens, that means boots on the streets in Ukraine, American boots. If that happens, that means that we will be instantly put into the war with Russia. By the way, for all the years that we were in Afghanistan, it was a proxy war against Russia. All the 3 years, 1950, 51, 52, and 53, that we were in Korea, it was a proxy war, America against China. All that we saw taking place in Vietnam was a proxy war with China, with Russia. And that's what we see today. We're watching the war with Ukraine is literally where America will eventually get into it, because Russia has already said now that any of the aid that's coming in, any of the transport vehicles that's coming in, bringing what they perceive to be military equipment or food or something as an assistance to Ukraine, that that's going to be in the crosshairs of any strafing or bombing from the air that Russia deems to be necessary for them. So we're watching the spark being lit at this very moment for what I call entering into World War III. That's where we're headed. We're on the fast track for it. But, ladies and gentlemen, if Ukraine fails, it will end anything that's called religious liberty, religious freedom there. I'm looking at an article that says Ukrainians are inspiring the world with their determination to fight back against Russia's unprovoked invasion. Entering almost 2 weeks, it has been 2 weeks now, of attacks from one of the most sophisticated militaries in the world, the Ukrainian people have proven their resolve. They don't want to live under the control of Russia or Russian proxies, and for many good reasons. Among the country's countless tragedies and hardships that Russian victory would mean for the Ukrainian people is a complete rollback of any religious freedom in Ukraine. It goes on to say, Freedom House reports any ardents of faith that are not affiliated with the Russian Orthodox Church remain subject to persecution and prosecution. Believers there can be punished for gathering to worship without permission, and churches are raided without cause. Authorities have banned select Christian literature in the some of the portions of Ukraine, including a hymnal and a translation of the Gospel of John. That's already taking place, ladies and gentlemen. And any further control of Russia in Ukraine will mean the total obliteration of anything that's called religious freedom, religious activities, and Christian freedom in the nation of Ukraine. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the question, will or can America survive in these last days? That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Is there hope? Yes. Can God intervene? Yes. Will God intervene? I don't know. But I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's time Christians and Christian churches, Christian pastors, stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. As our previous caller said, it's time, as he put it, time to get in the streets and worship God. It's time to get in the streets and say, we're not ashamed of God. It's time to be like the three Hebrew children that did not bow, did not bend, and as a result of that, they did not burn. We need to take the same stand, ladies and gentlemen, today. I believe it is vital. It is necessary. because we're on the brink of nuclear war, according to all of those that are looking at the picture of what is taking place. I'm looking at an article here that says, we're on the brink of nuclear war, says Russia Today editor as she quits. I mentioned this in a previous broadcast. Let me give you a little tidbit of it. Russia Today, a state-run media operation known better as RT, has lost its editor. The editor, while on live TV, the editor said this, we're on the brink of a nuclear war right now, end quote. Just a week ago, she condemned Russian President Vladimir Putin's decision to attack and invade Ukraine, where Russian troops have been killing both soldiers and civilians, including children. She admitted she may now be in danger. Quote, the problem is, I know these people very well, talking about the Russians. They never send threats. They just kill people. So there is kind of a weird sense around me, silence around me. But I really think we're on the brink of a nuclear war right now. I'm not exaggerating, she said, as she told Fox News Digital interview. I have a son. I can't leave because his father won't allow me to leave with him, and so I just prefer to stay in Moscow. It seems like we're either in North Korea or we're going to be killed by a thermonuclear mushroom, she said in the interview. I wouldn't quit, and I wouldn't lose my salary and my job if I was sure that we're going to be alive for many years, but I really don't know that. What is going on now, we do not know for the next few days in the future. Some of Putin's henchmen in the Russian military already have raised the prospect of using nuclear devices against innocent population in Ukraine. Ladies and gentlemen, while that is taking place, we're discovering more and more of what has been taking place in Ukraine and perhaps could answer the question about Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and the Biden family cabal and their laundering money through Ukrainian oligarchs and through Ukrainian leaders and the Ukrainian elected officials, if you want to call them that. I'm looking at a massive article, list of Ukrainian biolab documents reportedly removed by the U.S. Embassy. Dateline March the 11th. A list of biolabs documents removed from the U.S. Embassy. And up until recently, the existence and details of these bioweapons laboratories were public knowledge. The U.S. Embassy had previously disclosed the location and details of these laboratories in a series of PDF files online. On February the 26th, 2022, the official embassy website shut down all the links of the 15 bioweapons laboratories in Ukraine. All of the documents associated with these labs have been removed from the internet. And then it gives the reference to each of these 15. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know in Ukraine that there was 15 bioweapons laboratories? Very much like the one in Wuhan, China that gave us COVID-19. 15 surrounding, basically on the peripheral, surrounding Ukraine. Ladies and gentlemen, taxpayer dollars paid for the facilities, paid for the operations, paid for the oversight of the research, paid for those involved in it, coming out of the Department of Defense, the NIH with St. Anthony Fauci and the CDC and the FDA all being aware of this and yet allowing it to take place. Ladies and gentlemen, that which gave us COVID-19 out of Wuhan, China, was being developed in these bioweapons laboratories in Ukraine, and that's where a lot of the money, in my opinion, was being laundered. A lot of the money being laundered that goes from America back to Ukrainians and then back to the Biden family cabal, and that's the trek that it was taking. Ladies and gentlemen, there's been about 2 million people now that's already left Ukraine because of it, because of humanitarian reasons. They've been going into Poland and other countries, but a very large percentage of those that are Jewish population headed right back to the homeland in Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says, Biden signs executive order authorizing the creation of digital dollar. I'm talking about the different things that's taking place while the Russian invasion of Ukraine takes the limelight so that we're not watching and understanding what's being done behind the scenes. That telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you. What are your thoughts in relationship to what is taking place? Should we be concerned? Should we be concerned, ladies and gentlemen? Should we wonder if America can stand and survive? Ought we not to be saying, Lord, intervene, give us wisdom and guidance and protection as a nation? Shouldn't we be saying, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to replace the leadership that's in Washington with someone that has a sane mind and is cognitive enough to recognize all of these things coming together at the same time, where we're watching Russia and China and Iran. We're watching North Korea. We're watching these things come together, ladies and gentlemen, when we understand that all of these are part and parcel of what we see in the last days. Study the book of Revelation, the 9th chapter. You'll find a 200 million man army coming out of the east. That's none other than China. Look at Daniel chapter 11, verses 36 through about verse 41, 42. And you find rumblings out of the east. And it's talking about the far east, which is nothing but China. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, China's part that will be played in the last of the last days, eschatologically speaking. We're looking at what the Bible says in relationship to Russia and the part that Russia plays in bringing together that final cataclysmic event just before the Battle of Armageddon. So, ladies and gentlemen, I would challenge us today to recognize that we need God. We need to return to a Bible-based America. We need to return to the foundations that God has given us out of our founding fathers that believed and trusted in God. But during all of this, now here's Biden, silent about what's happening on an international scene. Now, giving an executive order to create a crypto-style currency, a Fed coin for the U.S. that will take all dollars. Greenbacks will be worthless. All that you will have, all that you can consider is a value, would be on your handheld device electronically. And if you do not follow the protocol as is presently used in China today, all the government's got to do is by the press of a button evaporate anything that you would call your funds or availability of funds. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. Thanks to you, Biden has been exposed. I always thought he was a small-time crook, but he pales the rest of them. He's actually under the guise of this war in Ukraine. He's stealing the freedom of the United States.
Yes, sir.
He's actually imprisoning the citizens of the United States. But you, in your infinite wisdom, has exposed this, and I thank God for you.
Well, brother, I'm thankful for your compliments. I'm humbled by that, but I want to say to our listening audience and to you as well, as Christians, we need to wake up. We need to study the Word. We need to know the Word. We need to allow the Word of God to be the lamp unto our feet and light unto our pathway. We need to hide the Word of God in our hearts. We need to meditate on the Word. If we know what the Word of God says, we can have comfort and peace in placing our head on the pillow at night and resting and not fretting and worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow, because God is in control. But it's for those that do not know that, do not know the Word, do not spend time in the Word, do not search the Word, those that are not Christians. And for those that are not Christians, you've never said yes to Christ as Savior. I commend that to you wholeheartedly today. That's the only way we can have hope and help and strength and comfort for the future. Tom, you're exactly right, brother. We can keep on praying and keep on looking. I'm looking at an article here, Tom, that says State Department officials acknowledge Ukraine's biolabs. Another article says Biden authorizes $200 million in new military aid to Ukraine. Now, Tom, my question is, out of the $200 million of new dollars going in, $200 million of new money going into Ukraine, how much of that will go through the oligarchs' hands? How much of that will go through the leadership there in Ukraine? And how can we say that Ukraine has a standing government that you can send money to and it be properly allocated? How can we say that? What is the potential of that? Or what is the potential, in your opinion, Tom, of the overwhelming majority of that money being washed and going back into Hunter Biden's accounts and Joe Biden's accounts and the family, Biden family cabal's accounts?
I think you're spot on, Dr. Youngblood. I don't think they need money. I think they need weapons. They need anti-tank weapons. They need anything that's a weapon. There's not enough time to take money and go to the store and buy weapons. You have to have them right now.
You're exactly right. And one of the things, Tom, if we're sending weapons over there, if we're sending through Poland, if we're sending military aid and military equipment, Putin has already said that he's going to consider that to be targets for their weapons to fire on them. What happens, in your opinion, Tom, if we have a parade, if you please, of trucks and vehicles and equipment going in from Poland, from America, going through Poland onto the streets and roads in Ukraine to assist the Ukrainians, and some of that's blown up by missiles out of the air from Putin? Is that a declaration of war on America? How should we respond to it? Should we get into it then?
I think you'd have to, Dr. Youngblood, because eventually Putin's looking for an excuse to go into Poland. All the small nations he wants to knock off.
Absolutely.
So he's got the perfect storm.
It is, and exactly as you say, and I understand you're a pilot. You understand the term the perfect storm. And that's exactly what we see taking place, because I believe that America will be drawn into it. I believe that NATO nations will be drawn into it. And it's then that we can look at it and say there is a third world war taking place, and it's spawning right out of Europe, just as we watched in World War II. Tom, thank you so much, brother, for your call. You're exactly right with what you're saying. And I pray, ladies and gentlemen, that you listen up and understand that we're living in the last of the last days. Now, I'm not a doom and gloomist. I'm not saying that the world's coming to an end tomorrow, but I'm sure we're living in the last of the last days. The 2 Timothy's 3rd chapter says that in the last days, perilous times shall come. That means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult, deadly days. And we're living in those days at this very moment. And ladies and gentlemen, when we see these things taking place, the scripture says we need to look up, lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. I'm looking at another article, ladies and gentlemen, talking about the Fed coin. Biden issues executive order paving the way for the federal digital currency. What do you do, ladies and gentlemen, when you wake up one morning and you find the Fed coin is the only currency that can be used? What do? If you've got $10 in a shoebox, or if you've got $1 million in your savings account, and it all of a sudden goes to electronic currency, and you're not voting right, you're not standing on the right side of the aisle from the standpoint of the administration that will be in charge at the time, which today, if it's based on that, ladies and gentlemen, we already know that based on the direction from the Department of Justice handed over to the FBI, if you're a family or mother or father that stands against the school board, challenging them for what they're teaching your child, if you are against the sodomite LGBTQ lifestyle agenda, if you question the 2020 election and think that the election was fraudulently won by Joe Biden, any of those things, ladies and gentlemen, or if you voted for President Trump, or if you're a conservative in general, if you're Republican in general, you're looked at as being a domestic terrorist. And as domestic terrorists, then, how do you have funds in your electronic account that you think that somehow, some way, you'll be free to use? That simply will not happen, ladies and gentlemen. While the attention is on Ukraine and on Russia, we are watching, ladies and gentlemen, our foundations being eviscerated and destroyed. We're watching this take place today. It's not on the forefront. The socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democratic news media is not saying anything about it at all. I'm looking at one article that's from Matt Staver of Liberty Council. It says, some American citizens are requiring proof of vaccinations to dine, to go to the gym, to attend public events, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Further, it says, over half the states, this is happening now, it hasn't made the news. You won't find it on CNN, the Communist Network News, or others. Over half the states in America and the District of Columbia have some form of vaccine passports. Several U.S. cities are already enforcing their vaccine passports that limit dining, gyms, and public gatherings to, unless you're vaccinated. Forbes magazine claims that having a digital access to personal health records will empower the individual. But the truth is the exact opposite, Matt Staver says. This puts technology into place so that the flip of a switch, government can control and limit anyone who doesn't bow to their latest demands. Those pushing these agendas are hoping you won't notice what's happening. Ladies and gentlemen, they're using it as a data center, a QR code on your cell telephone that allows you to have a COVID pass, as it is today called, but it will ultimately include all medical records, all military records, all financial data, all financial funding, all that you do, buy, sell, or trade. And it goes back to, ladies and gentlemen, as I've said so often on this broadcast, it will bring about the fulfillment of what God's Word says in Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 18. For after the church is raptured out, in the final days of this old world, during the days of the ruin that I call it, that is the 7 years of tribulation, the man of sin, the Antichrist, the lawless one, will step on the scene. He will rule and reign with an iron fist. And unless you have the mark, i.e. the identification, that is the QR code, or that mark that is ultimately going to be on the head or the hand, you'll not be able to buy, sell, or trade. You'll not be able to get on a plane. You'll not be able to travel. You'll not be able to go in a hotel, motel, or restaurant. You'll not be able to do anything as far as opening a business or running your own business. It will be totally controlled out of, as we would call it, out of Washington. It will be totally controlled by the Antichrist. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track for that to be developed. It's being developed as we speak. Sweden today, ladies and gentlemen, Sweden today, they are excited about. They're absolutely euphoric about the fact that they don't have to carry pocket money. They don't have to carry an ID card. It's all in the chip that's already embedded in the web of their hand. So they walk up and just swipe it on the RFID reader. And it then allows them to go to a vending machine, allows them to buy, sell, or trade, allows them to do whatever they want to just with that chip without having to worry about identification and or it being stolen or anybody taking it or replicating it as a ID card. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says, Ukraine war will cause global food crisis, crop failures, and the catastrophic 50% possibility of that taking place. And it goes on with a massive article, ladies and gentlemen, dated March the 8th, talking about what the effect is going to be on the world as a result of what Russia is now doing in the Ukraine. We're going to find wheat shortage. I did not know until this event took place in Ukraine that they produce about 60% of the world's wheat crops, the wheat growing. And as a result of that, bread's going up. We're already looking at gasoline sky high. Ladies and gentlemen, we're facing catastrophic days before us. The food shortages, the gas shortage, and the crisis that we're going to find with fuel oil and with gasoline and the regular petroleum products. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to look up, lift up our heads, and realize that our redemption draweth nigh. Realize that God's on the throne. We need to turn back to God, seek His face, ask Him to intervene and heal our land. That's the only hope that we have. War won't do it. Military won't do it. It's God and God alone. Thank you for joining the broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
And president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1/2 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them, 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.